motherfucking girls, welcome to another episode of the Let's Keep It A Buck podcast, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
you got word to lay out here. Hey, that's been a part of our ritual every week. The word to yes, sir, at the beginning of every pod is crucial.
But no,
a big
not.
Week for the pod, bro. It really isn't, but you know what? We'll let it slide. A big week for the pod, man. Shout out to the Let's Keep It A Buck family. 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. Let me get a second yes, sir, from Wordu, man.
Yes, sir!
Hey. Hey, shout out to everyone supporting us every single week. Shout out to the YouTube people especially. Shout out to the audio people. I see the numbers still, but you know, YouTube's our main platform right now. We've kind of decided on that, but we got some no guests this week, but it's all right because we got a bunch of shit to talk about. The NBA is finally back. We have games that finally count, for God's sake. Thank God, man. But before we get into those topics, man, let me introduce my co-host. We got Wordu, we got Dom, we got Justin. Say what's up to the people, man.
What's good,
y'all? Don't let that Lakers-Raptors game fool you, okay? Y'all want to act like the Clippers game didn't happen, but that happened too, okay?
Hey, I got my Raptors gear on just to piss you off.
Some bullshit, man.
Who won that game? I didn't watch that one.
Killer Kyle Lowry.
The fucking Raptors won that. 14 rebounds.
How you let Kyle Lowry 14? Get that many rebounds?
Y'all let 6-foot Kyle Lowry get 14 rebounds. And y'all could have, y'all should have just ran AD at the three, bro. That could have.
Oh, really? Wow.
Don't get this nigga started. Please don't get this nigga started.
And he takes a drink, bro. That is.
Let y'all know where he's going to be pretty wild this week. He's going to be pretty wild on this one.
So, in fact, he got his LA gear on. You know what I'm saying? Los Angeles worldwide. That low.
Wordu's world.
Am I law?
We out here spelling and shit.
It's a fact, bro.
But, acronyms.
How have y'all been this week, man? As I like to do every week.
Been good, man. Just thank God the NBA is back, man. Best sport in the world. Finally got something to watch. You know how close I was to watching baseball? Like, I was uncomfortably close to watching baseball just because I needed something.
You know what? Today I got time. Today?
I got time, cuz.
It was getting close. It was between baseball and soccer, and I'm like,
I'm watching America's best pastime.
From the
culture.
50s, yeah.
It's culture. You know?
Culture.
You know how bored you gotta be to watch a whole baseball game, bro? Let alone actually go to a baseball
First of all,
game.
You can't have nothing planned to do at, like, the entire day to watch a whole baseball game.
There was a game I listened to this week that was, I think, 4.5 hours.
Imagine.
I was at work, so I was just...
And what was the score of the game?
I feel like baseball would be better to watch if the amount of games just wasn't so high.
Well, just don't watch all the games.
Because, yeah. Like, you could watch an hour... you could watch, like, a game for 5 hours. Then by the end of it, it just... 1 out of 162. Like if it was a 5 hour game, but there were only like 30, 40 games, I feel like I'd watch it more.
That'd be
like
dope.
Every pitch would count, but 162 for each team is that's OD.
Ridiculous.
That's
OD.
So especially it sounds when like you watch would like some playoff baseball is what you're saying.
But that's the thing. The only times I watch baseball every single year is the playoffs. Because that's actually fun to watch. But like keeping up with all the players in the regular season, 162 games, I can't do that, bro.
Yeah, I see that. It's only 60 games this season, unless your whole team has COVID, in which you are suspended indefinitely. Which like three, I think there's like three teams that have just gotten outbreaks so far.
Is the MLB restarting it from?
They're literally.
Oh, this is their new season. Right.
They're 60 game season, but the thing is they don't have any time to make up canceled games, and they've already had a bunch of games canceled because of COVID. That's so tough. I don't know what they're gonna do. Like you only have 60 games, you've already missed like 5 games. I don't know, they're stupid pretty much. So shout out the NBA for not being dumbasses and actually making sure the players aren't sick before you're playing the game.
Shout out to Adam Silver.
I mean, well, when you got a good sport, you know, you actually maintain it, you know.
A good sport with a good commissioner, too. That's a fact.
I ain't gonna lie. Nah, it's one thing I will say about basketball. Basketball has proved yet again, they are like too PC. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, look, yeah. I'm all for showing support, you know, staying with us, cool. But Jesus Christ. Like, these commercials they playing, the players today are the players that they are playing for championships, but they're also playing for their rights. Like, nigga, I don't want to get back to the game. Like, what am I
every timeout, bro? Instead every of asking what happened in the huddle, hey, Terry Stotts, bro. How do you feel about social injustice? I'm just trying to tell them to hustle more, man.
I'm like, bro, it's the same.
They asking these coaches.
I did look at the
they didn't even bother trying to switch up the
that
question.
Nike one was crazy.
Same exact question. Bro.
The editing?
The editing on that Nike ad is ridiculous. For them to find that many clips and like line it up perfectly is insane. But yeah, the NBA is being ODPC, man.
Bro,
but
the jerseys got me confused. The jerseys.
The jerseys were one thing.
I'm trying to figure out who's in the game and.
You can't tell. Bro, I'm watching the Portland Celtics game, and I'm looking. I'm like,
Who's that piece?
Is that Gary Trent? Who is that?
Who is this? That's education form.
Can't do it, bro. Like, yo, this shit is ridiculous, bro. Like, it really is.
I don't know the numbers. That's my biggest problem. I always look at the names. I never look at the numbers. So now that I don't have the names, I'm lost.
It's even worse.
This man, Jimmy Butler, was like, yo, let me just not put anything on my jersey.
Yeah, they was like, and the NBA says
no. Like, fuck it, I'll just take the shit off. I'm gonna fuck
he didn't even have his name?
Yeah, so he started the game off with nothing on his jersey. And then apparently the NBA said he couldn't do that. So he just wore like a regular... Like,
it had a number. It just didn't have like his name on it.
So you can have 10 players on the court that all have like equality on the back, but you can't just have nothing.
They gotta have some kind of BLM approved phrase on
something.
To make anything.
Yeah.
Why do you need?
Yeah. You can't even promote like anything. It has to be specifically like social.
It has to be BLM beliefs. Nigga had I forgot who it was, but someone had a jersey that said, "I am a man."
A bunch of.
I don't get that. A lot of people actually have that.
I saw on Twitter. It's about some sort of like riots and like some historic. I don't know, dude. I didn't actually read it.
I am a man. Like,
I'm on Twitter for the meme. So as soon as I seen some political shit,
like I'm here for basketball. And y'all throwing all this sad shit.
I am
in my
a
face.
Man
like,
from downtown.
I'm gonna look it up. But I am a man is like a.
I am a man from deep.
Bang!
This is crazy.
Bang!
every time out, they just flash Black Lives Matter over everything. Like, Black Lives Matter, just letting you know, in case you guys forgot. Hey, remember them riots? Yeah, we remember them riots. Like, nigga,
it's
I don't want to
remember
the riots.
Memphis sanitation strike is what it is of 1968. So, yeah, get educated, guys. I am
what
amazed.
Does that have anything
who
to do with
fuck
what?
Who cares?
A bunch of dapper-looking... African American males. Oh, damn, they're stunning. Look at these dudes. Yo, they got bow ties on.
Niggas can't wear bow ties? What?
Oh, they're stunning. Look at these dudes. I'm on the website.
He said that like he's never seen a black person in a bow tie.
No, they're wearing bow ties and long sleeve t-shirts.
Have you not seen T.I., bro? T.I. wear bow ties?
Look, I think obviously them... trying to raise awareness is a good thing, but I think at some point it's kind of like
aware.
They're shoving it down your throat. You know what I'm saying? Like,
how are we not
it's
aware in the age of social media? How are we not aware?
I don't think anyone at this point isn't aware. No one turned on the NBA and said, "Oh shit,
they're trying to make this shit trendy."
You know what?
Bro. We already know this shit exists.
Where do you
bro.
See my tweet? You see my tweet? They're making this shit about
it, and I love your
being
tweet,
trendy
bro.
To support.
I love that shit. Yes.
That shit was crazy. Because I was looking at everybody, how everybody was coming at Jonathan Isaac because he didn't wear the fucking shirt and he didn't kneel. And they was like, oh, he's a coon. Do you know how many comments I've seen where people are like, oh, so Jonathan Isaac is the new coon? I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, he clearly said, I don't, me wearing a shirt and kneeling during an anthem.
He said that is
me,
not a definite answer. What did I say on the podcast?
Not even that. He said that wasn't. That doesn't represent my views on how we fix things. That's not fixing nothing for me. That's essentially what he said. And people,
he doesn't want a shirt.
I just find it hypocritical because with Cap, I was cool with that because, again, like, there was really no rule that said you had to stand up. So Cap had all the right to do, like, technically speaking, to do whatever he wanted. And, you know, like, we've talked about it so much that it's been overblown so out of proportion. But now we get to the NBA and we have everybody kneeling and Jonathan Isaac standing up and not wearing a BLM shirt. And I just feel like it's kind of hypocritical for him to get criticized for doing that. But then at the same time, you're cool with Cap doing it. You know what I'm saying? Because the whole point of Cap was freedom of speech. You know what I'm saying? And Jonathan Isaac, even though it doesn't go with the narrative of BLM and all that shit, is still technically freedom of speech. So,
and it's not like he's not saying anything against it. He's not doing anything harmful. It's not like he's going out there fucking putting a Nazi salute up during the anthem. He's standing there. He already addressed why he did it. The reason was very valid. It made perfect sense. Wasn't offensive. But people want to be offended. And that's the problem when you overdo being PC. So now you made this whole NBA restart about protesting and about speaking up against police brutality. Now every commercial, you see these NBA players with terror. Niggas can't act. Niggas just, I was a boy that used to be scared of the police. Like, nigga, stop. Like, can we talk about basketball? Like, please. Like, this shit is whack.
Real disrespect is not even, like, wanting to be there while the national anthem is playing, just being in the locker room. That could be considered actual disrespect, maybe. But just taking a knee or standing up, like, you're there. But if you're in the locker room, you're not even going to be there. That could be considered maybe disrespect. I could see that, but it's just overblown bullshit, bro. And, you know, it's the
BLM. I wouldn't even be mad at that. I would rather you do that.
Didn't they do something like that before? Didn't they do something like that before? Where I think it was a team that stayed in the locker room or some shit? Or was that the NFL?
That might have been the NFL with the Patriots.
Was that not the Donald Sterling thing? When that was...
Honestly.
Was it the Clippers? Yeah, I forget.
But yeah, I understand that they're just trying to raise awareness, but to do it every single timeout, every single interview, at some point, the message, if anything, will be lost because it's just like, it's another.
It's like you're trying to get publicity out of this. It's like you're trying to gain something outside of like fighting the cause. Like now you're just making it a part of your brand. You're trying to be. It's like the NBA is so anti-NFL. Like they try so hard to not fuck up like the NFL, that they go in the exact opposite direction and do way too much. It's like, y'all not letting y'all black people kneel? Oh, nigga, everybody kneel. Y'all better kneel and lock arms and sing kumbaya. Like, everybody better fucking kneel. Like, y'all don't want them to talk about what's going on? Every NBA player, give me a 30-second promo on how you was done wrong by a cop. White, black, Hispanic, don't matter. Like, it's like you're doing too much. Like, bro, it's nothing to have a quick little commercial. Everybody put a black power fist, and now we go back to playing basketball. Like, there you go. But no, you have to make it. You got to make it all about this. And it's like motherfuckers that you know don't care speaking about it. Like, hey, Coach Vogel, I mean, I know you're not a black man, but how do you feel about black inequality?
We value everyone's opinion here. So, Frank Vogel, what do you think about this topic?
Like, you know, I, from my privileged perspective, that's never done with racial inequality. I feel my buttonholder was like, sickening.
Are you serious right now? You saw buttonholder's face? He was like, that nigga, oh my God, bro. Go watch that Bucks game again, that Bucks Celtics game. That shit was
ridiculous. I just don't want people to just like ignore everything because they're showing it too much.
That's gonna happen. That's what's gonna happen.
It's like on YouTube. If you upload too much, like people, like if you upload daily, they're gonna be like, all right, let me skip the Tuesday one and just come back tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that might be the same thing with the NBA and all this the social messages they're putting out. It might just be too much. But you know, I mean, they have good intentions. But
yeah, I mean, the intentions is good. It's just the presentation is just too much. It's like, if this is the line, like, you niggas is up here with it. Like, just bring it, like, right down here. Like, stay right here, and you're good. Don't be like NFL and be way down here. Don't not care at all. Don't, like, just shush people. That's way worse than, like, don't get me wrong. I love the NBA because at least you know they care, or at least they seem to care. They will let you know that they care. Like, they seem genuine about it. Like, it doesn't all just seem like it's for marketing and to save the brand. Like, it's genuine care there. it's other fucking sports that do some shit, and you be like, you niggas don't fucking care. You just don't want to look bad. Like, I don't care what nobody say. NASCAR don't give a fuck. I'm sorry.
Because nobody watches NASCAR. NASCAR is watched by a specific demographic.
Nobody this color watches fucking NASCAR. So they don't. Them niggas legit was like, how can we show them that we're behind them? Everybody push that nigga car. Come on. Push it. Everybody push his car.
I guess we could get rid of the Confederate flag in our race.
Yes, we could ban
that. No, they couldn't even do that.
Even though them niggas lost.
I guess we could do that.
Bro, y'all lost.
Niggas had a noose in that nigga's garage for over a year, bro. Like, come on, man.
I guess we can raise awareness to it now.
I guess
we can take the noose out now.
I guess the noose isn't funny anymore.
Like, why is the noose here? Why is there a noose in the garage? And who else has shit in their garage?
Hey, yo.
Who
else has a noose? Walking into your garage and seeing a noose every time you go in there, bro. That's wild.
Dude, even as a white person, if that was my garage and I see a noose, I'm like, hell, nope, next garage.
Bro, the half black dude. He's half black and he had a noose in his garage.
That's a fact. He wasn't even like a whole ass. You know what I'm saying? It was half.
He was half. And they put a noose in his garage. Like, you think they care? Like, really? Like, no. Like, other sports, it's sports that just won't care.
They say you have a drop of black blood in your fucking bloodstream.
Wait, so the noose was in there for a year, right?
That means, yeah, the noose has been. He knew it was in there.
A different driver has the garage every time, right? So that means.
No, that was his garage, though. I thought every driver had a certain garage they had.
No, it switches because they go to different raceways.
Oh, then fuck it. So that means 15 different dudes
have been in there and been like, yep, noose is fine. Just left it.
That noose is there. Fuck it. Leave it.
Fuck it.
Like, literally, right before that, you had the NASCAR driver that said the N-word on the stream just to say it. Just like, hey, can you niggas hear me? Like,
oh my God.
I did not hear about that.
What?
I did not hear that.
Swear to God.
I didn't hear that, bro.
After the pod, you can look it up. I promise you. He got fucking suspended and fined and everything. That's why they pushed the nigga's car. That was part of the reason they pushed his car. Yes. That led to that. That and the fucking noose.
He just went on Twitch and went, yo, guys, watch this. That's what he did.
Because before NASCAR reopened up, they had like a little fucking, it was like this virtual raceway shit. But they had like a bunch of real drivers. Basically some shit like that. And like the stream, I guess, was just starting up. And they were trying to see if the audio was right or some shit like that. And the dude was like saying, yo, can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me? Hey, can y'all niggas hear me? Everybody was like,
instead of just a mic check.
He just said it so calmly, like, yo, can y'all niggas hear me?
You dummy.
I think we know who made the noose.
I gotta see that video.
I gotta see that video. All you hear from the other dudes is like, ooh.
Yo,
he said it. He spoke for the silent majority, had us.
All you heard was that you know, trying to distance themselves from the racists. Like, they're like, that's not me. That wasn't me. Like, everybody was just like, we're live. Oh, we are? Oh. Like, bro, like, come on, man. Like, it's too much. I don't know. I don't know how we got the NASCAR racism coming from basketball, but we did that.
All right, man. Back to the topic, man. I guess we're already talking about it, but how do y'all feel about how everything's being presented, aside from the social reform? Like the broadcasting, the atmosphere of the game and shit. Because that was one of my biggest questions. The fact that there aren't like any fans, how that'll affect the atmosphere and some players in the game. But
there's fans via Microsoft. There's definitely fans.
Yeah, they had a Zoom call. Paul Pierce was there.
Bro, stop. That's different than being the fucking Oracle. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody, the whole place 10,000. Yeah.
That's different.
They don't have fake noise.
See a fucking Paul Pierce in the bottom corner of this monitor. Like, what is that going to be?
How do you have empty seats virtually, bro?
Not even that. They have Paul Pierce in the bottom corner sitting beside Kimba's mom in front of fucking Jason Tatum's son. And they kept like, they kept focusing the camera on them three for like a good portion of the second or third quarter. And I'm like, bro, yeah. I'm here to watch basketball. I don't give a fuck that these three people are virtually watching. I'm watching it virtually, nigga. Like, goddamn, show me the court. Like, them virtual fans is stupid. Half the people aren't even watching. You seen a bunch of, do you know how many motherfuckers I seen watching the game like this? Just on their phone? Like, I'm like, bro, you're niggas on your phone. Niggas weren't
even in the seats, bro.
You niggas are sitting at home in front of a camera on your phone watching the game. Like, y'all don't even know y'all on TV. Just niggas just...
What's crazy was the virtual fans leaving the Lakers game.
Yeah, I was just about to say, dude, the...
Y'all had virtual fans leaving the game.
I saw a Pelicans one. I don't want to talk about that. It was like a total blowout. There was like three people left in the Zoom call, I swear.
Yeah.
Niggas dead, too. Like, fuck this.
Do they play the audio from those videos like into the arena? Do you know?
No. Is it just... No, they don't. No. So. They got their own little fucking 2K audio system shit, whatever they got. Which, I ain't gonna lie, sometimes that shit's funny. The other times it's pretty cringy.
Yeah.
They weren't doing that in the preseason, though. The audio.
They weren't. That's why it kind of
the scrimmage.
They weren't. Yeah, what? They didn't really do that for the scrimmage though. But for the actual,
they weren't doing any audio. Are they playing that in the arena, or is it just on TV that you hear it?
That's in the arena.
It is.
Yeah, oh, that's okay. In the arena.
I wasn't sure.
I think as a fan of the game, just watching it from, just watching it at home, like we usually do, I don't think it was as drastic as I thought it'd be.
Yeah. Because
there's still commentators.
Courts are small, and they're like really, like everything's echoing. It's kind of
like, it's like an AAU court.
I thought it was going to be.
It's like watching a professional AAU game, honestly.
There's still music. There's still the going into timeout, getting out of timeout music.
Yeah.
The commentators are definitely fucking carrying this whole presentation. I'm not.
I feel like they're just trying to fill empty space, the commentators. Like, they don't want any dead space, so you can't just hear like squeaking, you know?
Yeah, but like the Mavs Rockets game, like at the end of that, the fact that there weren't like any fans, or even the Lakers Clippers game, like there weren't like any fans like going crazy as soon as LeBron hit that fucking like game winner. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of weird to me. It's something I'll get used to. Like it's obviously like I still enjoyed the game and shit.
But it's like throughout the game. I feel like a lot of times I wouldn't even like think, like I wouldn't be thinking about it for like,
yeah, it's mostly just a fourth quarter, if I'm being honest.
When something big happens,
you're when big play,
this place is dead.
Or like when a big play happens, it's like you expect like a momentum shift, or you expect the crowd to get into it. Like when somebody gets banged on or some shit, that's like a moment where the crowd gets into it. The player might look and fucking yell at somebody in the crowd or some wish. Just some shit to get them going, and they don't have that now. Now it's like, now you see the guys is really about it. Like, nigga, like, all right, there's no crowd here. I'm still going to dance on you, nigga. Even though Joel Embiid gets another level of respect for me for the simple fact that he still is willing to shimmy in a nigga's face after he dunks on them with no fans. Like, that, the level of not giving a fuck about somebody and trash talk and just confidence, I love it. It's a fucking amazing. Like, to dunk on with no fans. There's nothing but players here. There's no one but players here. You dunk on a nigga and shimmy in his face and like, yeah, what are you gonna do now, bitch? Ain't no fans. Like, you know, it's just, that's just for him. Like, that's not for him. That's not, it's for the cameras, obviously. But there's nobody there. That's just so you know, like, nigga, I danced in your face. Love it.
Yeah. But aside from that, like, would y'all, like, the presentation, what do you guys think of it?
It wasn't too bad. I think we'll get used to it after a while. It wasn't too bad. Like,
yeah, I'm definitely getting used to it already.
Yeah.
You can hear a lot more. I love that too. I like to hear like the player chatter and shit like that. You can catch like saying and shit like that.
Yeah, they got to cut out a lot though. I was watching the Celtics game earlier and they cut out like every 30 seconds it was just dead sound. They got to get the mic off these players.
It is.
Because they're probably saying shit on TV.
You have to. Which I honestly wish they would have had something set up to where, I don't know, if you pay like $5 or whatever, you can get the live feed with no like interruptions to the sound.
The explicit.
Like uncensored. Yeah, like you should be able to pay for an explicit basketball.
The deluxe
experience.
Edition.
Yeah. Like, bro, do you know how dope it would be as a fan to like, not only as you're watching the game, but you're actually getting to hear these niggas like actually talk shit to each other.
NBA only
like
fans.
The real shit. Like, that's going to be dope.
NBA only fans. I'm good.
Nigga, I will pay $20 a month so I can hear LeBron tell a nigga I got rings, bitch.
I don't know about a month, bro. I'll pay $250.
Rings, bitch.
I'll pay $250, but $20 a month is kind of OT.
Man, look, yeah, they taking a risk. They taking a risk for the brand, bro. $20. You want to pay $20 a month to have the watch full games, unedited, unfiltered,
or
no? Just like $20 in general. Just $20.
Yeah.
No.
How much do you, how much do you pay for cussing, bro?
Eight.
How much
eight
do you pay for
10?
NBA TV?
20s is OD.
How much is it?
I don't pay.
I'm about to say I don't pay at all right now. I watch my shit for free, but yeah, it's delayed, which
guys,
sucks.
Come on.
It sucks because I watch my shit on what you call it. I watch my shit on my phone, so half the time I'm watching games, motherfuckers be tweeting, and I just get, oh shit, there goes Ingram, and I'm like, what the fuck? And now Ingram gets a dunk. I'm like, nigga, like half the games get ruined for me.
You're
like
ruining
that.
It.
So I'm like, either
you're ruining
that's
it.
That's exactly why I turn either on, I turn, not disturb, bro.
I just
see,
don't
but then
on
I
Twitter
can't
when I'm
do that because
game.
I like to talk my shit, and I be talking to people and shit during the games. It just don't work for me. I don't know. I would, me personally, I spend that 20 bones just to get fucking Dame Lillard cussing out Russ, going back and forth while they fucking put up threes all game. That'd be fun for me.
Yeah. Hey, yo, shout out NBA streams, bro. Shout out NBA streams.
Facts. Big facts. Hope y'all don't get shut down because we shouting you out, but shout out. Hope y'all don't get hit. Niggas like, yo, you giving up the sauce.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Why would y'all do that, bro? Come on now. You got to keep it a buck.
Because league passes... The price is
how is League Pass worse than that? That's crazy, bro.
That's a fact. Like, that ass going on Google Chrome and going on NBA streams is a much cleaner experience than going into the NBA app. Going into the NBA app, and I'm pretty sure they force you to watch an ad before you watch, like, you start watching the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I had League Pass. They do that.
Yeah. So it's like,
And then why? the dead time between fucking what you call it on League Pass, because they don't show commercials, so that's even worse when they call a timeout. So when
is that as like a logo? Is that as just like a logo, right? Just spinning, like it's
that,
crazy.
Or they try to give you like the presentation, like you're actually in the stadium, like you're actually at the game in the arena, like you know you actually go to the game and they call a timeout. Yeah. Now they got fucking mascots riding out on goddamn rollerblades and fucking with a hula hoop on, throwing shit in the crowd. And you're just watching that. I'm like,
trying to catch a t-shirt.
Yeah. You're just seeing random niggas in the audience eating nachos and shit. I'm like, I'm paying to watch niggas eat nachos? Like, what the fuck? Like, it's not for
live sports. Like, give me a State Farm commercial.
Yeah, I'd rather see a State Farm.
They would make more money and no one would mind watching ads. What
let me see Carlton with some fucking paint on his beard. Acting like Chris Paul. I like to see that.
Yeah, I'm like, I would much rather watch that than watch a fucking overweight, out of shape guy in a fucking way too small jersey dance to Katy Perry in the stands. Like, I don't want to
see no goddamn
this.
Kiss cam, bro. Like, come on, man.
Don't want to see none of this shit.
But yeah, shout out NBA streams, man. The clutchest website in the land.
You know what?
If y'all
want to
give
baseball,
us a sponsor back? Go ahead, man.
Oh yeah, sponsor us.
Big
they
facts.
They got like CGI fans.
CGI
that's even worse.
If someone hits a dinger, all the fans in the crowd like stand up and go for the. It's some weird shit. The first time I saw it, I wasn't ready. And then they'll show the replay and they won't be there anymore. Like a replay?
What the fuck?
It's only like when it's live, they'll be there. And then when they show like any replays, they're
bro,
gone.
What the fuck they got going on with baseball?
Bro,
I gotta see this shit, bro.
The cardboard cutouts was fine. The cardboard cutouts was fine. Because they're really there. They're really
that's
there.
That's in Japan, though, right? That's not in the MLB.
That's in America. That's MLB.
No, that's tough.
Oh, they did it in MLB too? I know they did it in Japan like around the first time. Everything I shut down.
But the cutouts are Japan. Real. Like, they really exist there. The CGI.
Yeah, they're physically
shit's
there.
Shit's weird.
Yeah, they're physically there.
It's just weird. I don't like it. And they can switch, like, their jerseys and stuff, like, half, like depending on who's batting. Just switch teams. Like, I don't.
The
CGI
the
fans aren't
man.
Even loyal.
I appreciate
they're trying.
The innovation.
At least
it's cool
trying.
They can do it.
They're
it's cool trying. They can do
it.
It
could be
but,
way worse.
But stop. Like,
yeah.
It could be way worse.
The fact that we got forced to watch, bro, like, oh my god, this been
that's
4-5 months.
Shouts out Adam Silver, bro. Shouts out Adam Silver.
Shouts to Adam Silver because he really was a trendsetter.
Shout out to Dana White. Shout out to Dana White because had he not came up with the concept of having a quarantine sanctioned area to just do your sport, the NBA wouldn't have done it. NBA got the bubble idea from the UFC.
Oh, they did? I didn't know that.
Yeah, after Dana White did the first UFC event and. No, that came later. But yeah, he got a fucking island for UFC fights. But before that, they would just get an arena, fucking sanitize the fuck out of it, test everybody like 30 times and shit like that. Just be ultra safe about it. Then have the event. And what? It was only like one person that rang, like registered for having Corona, but he already kind of figured he had it because someone in his family had it and he let them know beforehand. Outside of that, no one had it. Then he said, after that, Adam Silver, the commissioners from the NFL, NBA, MLB, I think NHL all hit him up and asked him how he did it. Then next thing you know, NHL's back, MLB's back, NBA's back.
Why couldn't the whole fucking country do what they're doing, bro? Just end this shit as soon as possible. Because I'd rather, like,
ignorant.
I'd rather do, like, strict shit for a month or two than do this, like, middle ground shit where it's like, oh, I can't go here. And you're like, I don't know. Like, I'd rather deal with just 2 months of just being strict about it than, like, six, 7 more months of being half-assed about it.
Because we'd probably be done by now, or at least close.
We would have been done had people not been ignorant. Yeah.
Because I saw an article this morning. I think some school in, I forgot where, like in Kansas, started going back to school. Like in
had person. The quarantine right after?
And they had to quarantine the same week.
Oh, yeah. That was an issue. Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
Yep. I was like, yo, come on, man. Like, what the fuck?
Why are you even going back to school? Indiana, man.
And then there was a fucking summer camp. There was a summer camp in North Georgia somewhere. And like the fact that they even had a summer camp when all of this is going on is crazy. But apparently like 200 plus kids got positive COVID tests after that. Which is like, yo, we could have just like, if everyone just sat in their, I don't know, bro.
And kids,
you know what it is?
For kids.
Relax, but you know relax. What it is?
It's not motherfuckers like our age or younger. It's older people who like have some problem with being told what to do. Like they just, oh, Karen, wear your mask. Fuck you. I'm not wearing a mask. I'm American. Like, bitch.
Communist. Like, that's a fact, bro. They think, like, it's communist to, like, think this. Yeah, like, dude, it really isn't.
You're all sheep for wearing masks. Like, no, bitch. We're all not dying wearing masks. Like, you don't want to die. Like, I want my summer back, bitch. Like,
I'm not concerned about me dying. I just don't want to kill somebody. You know how bad you feel? That's a fact, bro. Right?
You're like, man, do you know how many people? You know
but the thing is, someone could die, and you might think it's your fault, but you don't even know if it actually was or not.
Yeah,
hopefully it wasn't.
Like you can, like, oh shit,
you'll never really know.
Was it me? But you don't know because it's that.
So many people could have it. Yeah,
yeah.
But you know how many people come through to my job and get an attitude, like, and older people, not younger people. When it's younger people, be like, yo. Hey, you can't help right now unless you got a mask. Oh, bet, my bad, left in the car, I'm running, go get it. Fucking teenagers, young adults, no problem. Let you tell somebody's mom, oh, ma'am, we can't help you unless you got a mask. But what if I just cover my face?
Motherfucker, I pay your taxes, you.
Like, nigga, just put a mask on. Like, oh, I don't got a mask. Bitch, I know that's a lie. You can't go nowhere without a mask. So what have you been doing? Just going around
where are you going?
We 5 months in the pandemic, still doesn't got a mask.
That's like, crazy, God, bro. It's not even really like they're sold out or anything.
Right?
Bro, niggas are giving them away, bro. Like, I just got a free mask for somewhere else. But people are literally walking my job like this.
They're washable. Like this.
Oh yeah, can I get like 3 of those? Like, nigga, like, you get your stupid ass out my face with your fucking hand over me. Like, move, put a mask on.
One thing that confused me. All right, if you got to sneeze, do you take your mask off to sneeze?
First of all, I don't do anything in front of people. Like, if I got to sneeze, I run to the bathroom because I don't want niggas thinking I got anything.
I don't want to walk around with sneeze in my mask. I think
you should because you get sick.
I don't want to sneeze in my face.
Yeah, I accidentally did that once. I'm like, oh, fuck. I really just did that, bro. Crazy.
You know how many times I had to hold in a cough because I didn't want to cough.
You could legit wear a mask like this. It is washable. You can wear a mask like this.
Look. I was like, yo, where to go?
Nigga went to get his mask. Like this,
bro. Fucking mask on.
Damn it. See? Is this so hard? Huh? It's not.
Word, is that a Blue Lives Matter mask?
Is that Frozone?
He says that Frozone.
Frozone. Hey, I heard that, buddy. I heard that.
Frozone. And speaking of Wordy, shout out to Wordy for the 30 bomb against the Blazers. You know what I'm saying? My boy Jaylen Brown, a.k.a. Wordy the Dude. Went up.
Chocolate Acorn, man. Hey, Jaylen Brown and Brandon Acorn, Aiken, playing really, really good, man. I'm proud of him. I really am. Gotta say it, man.
Really sound like proud. A proud dad, man.
So you got the Celtics beating the Sixers, right?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, yo, we got to talk about that. Let's talk about that next, bro.
Hell no, dude.
What happened to your Sixers? What next topic, bro? What happened to your Sixers?
Next topic.
What happened to your Sixers?
What about
pull up the stats?
I didn't even watch
with,
that
with
game,
their
so.
Best defensive lineup as can I defend LeBron and AD as. But they got T.J. Warren dropping 52?
50? Okay. 50 bombs. Man. Like,
did Embiid play that game? Did Embiid play that game?
He did.
Yes,
he did.
They had their whole lineup.
He did. Ben Simmons as well. I don't think anyone didn't play. Actually,
I think everyone got a piece of that 52. It wasn't just one guy getting 50 bomb. No, everyone got a piece of that 50.
T.J. Warren's 52.
He put it on everybody. Everybody switched off on him. They were switching. It was one at one point where they switched like three times, three different defenders on him, and he busted all their ass like three times in a row.
Yeah, I get an explanation. Or are you just gonna yawn?
Nah. We'll come back to this game.
It doesn't matter.
When do the finals come? When do the finals come? When are the finals? We'll revisit this in October. We'll revisit this game in October.
We're not going to be talking about the Sixers anymore. In October. We're not.
We'll see if it
why
matters.
Why would we talk about that matter. When the Bucks and the Clippers are going to be there? Or the Lakers?
Oh, the Raptors beat the Lakers. Are they gonna make the finals?
But it's not even they let T.J. Warren drop 50. It's not even that they lost.
I mean, it's this dude here. Yeah,
he's gone, bro.
It's
too right.
It's
here,
way
bro.
Different. The Lakers lost. Everyone played good except for AD and fucking LeBron. Like that's not gonna be
what's a big thing.
A constant thing when AD and LeBron are having an off night. You're not gonna rely on AD and LeBron both having an off night at the same time.
Embiid had 41 and 21, bro.
And lost. To T.J. Warren's 50.
Okay. Is he guarding T.J. Warren?
At one point, he switched out and got 50 bombed.
When?
You didn't watch the game.
Okay.
I didn't even know if he played.
You asked us if
Joel Embiid played.
Thank you. You
played 35 minutes.
Joel didn't guard him. You didn't watch the game.
Don't worry. I'll watch the highlights. I'm going to watch the highlights right now. It's okay.
Right now, live on pod.
He's gonna watch T.J. Warren's 50 bomb.
MB.
He said, "Let me."
We're not paying you to watch the highlights right
That's
now.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy. Shout out to the Sixers, bro.
Shout out to T.J. Warren, though.
With that, amazing defense. With that amazing defense, man.
Pacers ain't doing shit though, so it's all right.
Imagine what Jimmy Butler was thinking watching that game. Like, you niggas really let this nigga drop 50? Like, that's why I left. This is why I didn't want to stay. Y'all let niggas like T.J. Warren drop 50. I can't play for y'all. Oh, my God, bro.
That's tough.
When I seen it, like, immediately when I seen T.J. Warren going off, the first thing I thought, Jimmy Butler's talking shit. Like that was the me Jimmy Butler's talking shit.
That's tough for dude. He's still trying to find an explanation.
Nice block, Embiid. Okay,
he's really you're seriously sitting here really watching the fucking highlights. Like, I hate this dude so much, bro.
Good shit, Embiid.
That's crazy.
So what other game was there? I know. We saw Lakers Clippers. I didn't even say anything.
He was just like, "All right, we'll revisit this in October."
Next topic. This nigga said next topic. What I'm saying.
He had no explanation.
What can I say? T.J. Warren scored 50 something in a game that you know probably doesn't mean shit. Really,
you can't say anything because you're talking trash and you're wrong.
It doesn't mean shit. They both had the same record going into the game. What?
And now one has the worst record. If you looked on paper, would you really?
Oh yeah, they
expect...
did have the same record, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, exact same
so
record.
If you looked on paper, would you have expected the Pacers to be a better team than the Sixers? Like on paper,
bro, they have one of the hardest schedules as far as all the Eastern teams, bro. The Pacers have one of the toughest schedules. They are not doing shit, bro.
And they have a better record.
That's a fact.
Okay, by one game? Nigga, stop. Nigga, let's keep it a buck. They ain't doing shit.
But they shouldn't be one game better than the Sixers, though.
Nigga, they ain't doing shit. They shouldn't. Let's cut the cap. They ain't doing shit.
But they shouldn't be better than the Sixers.
So are the Raptors better than the Lakers?
He's right.
Dude, do they have a better record than the Lakers?
Are the Raptors better than the Lakers?
I'm not talking about the win.
Raptors are better than the fucking Sixers.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I'm just saying on the season, this season, like, let's take the fucking NBA bubble out of consideration. From the season that we watched months ago, were you really expecting there to be a situation? Anymore.
It does matter because it's still their record.
Records from that. Thank you. They still have those records. That does matter. That was the regular season. It's still the regular season.
Or do.
So, again, I ask, would you expect
the season? Let's go, Embiid.
He's filibustering, bro. Crazy. Crazy.
Next time.
Let's talk about a different game that Wordu might talk about.
So, Lakers-Clippers. Hey, man. You know what I'm saying? LeBron doing LeBron teams. You know what I'm saying? Kawhi getting exposed.
But it doesn't matter. That game doesn't matter, bro. That game doesn't matter.
It's the first game. It's the first game, though. That's where you set the tone for the rest of the season, right?
Stop.
So the Sixers letting TJ Warren drop 50 on them didn't set the fucking tone.
In a meaningless game?
No,
they literally just lost the position, the seeding position to them.
Thank you.
They have the same exact record. They're probably going to face each other in the first round.
Who are the Pacers?
The Pacers now have home court advantage, and that's a meaningless game compared to the Lakers and the Clippers.
Who are the Pacers' best seedings right now?
Did not get affected.
Right now, TJ Warren look like their best player when they play the Sixers.
Doesn't even matter.
That's tough.
Niggas worried about Oladipo dropping 50. TJ Warren was like, nah, Vic, I got this. Like,
he's worried about their best player.
I'm about to say, you don't need to worry about their best player. You need to worry about their third best player and fourth best player.
I go one step at a time, you're worried, dude.
Give you 50. Miles Turner didn't give you 50. I'll leave. They're four. Miles Turner got him like 3. 50, bro. They got 50 from the fourth option. The fourth option gave him 50. And you're just saying, that don't matter.
Please tell me, who's stopping Embiid, bro?
TJ Warren's 50 stopped Embiid.
Like, fuck. Next topic.
That's what I'm saying. No one stopped Embiid against the Pacers. And they still lost.
Beasel's next topic.
All right.
Beasel's next topic. Oh, man.
Lakers, Clippers. Second game of the first night. Yeah, the Lakers pulling it out, man.
A blockbuster.
I feel like people think I'm a Clippers fan, but like I deadass don't care. I just want to see the series in the playoffs. Because I can get 7 games of that, like I don't care who the fuck goes to the finals.
That's going to be the fuck out of here. It'll be fun. First of all, every time we play the Clippers, my confidence slowly drains every time about how confident I am that we can beat them. Like, when we play them, one, after watching the first game, because you got to notice, like, I don't know if anybody else noticed.
Okay, yes, there was no Montrezl Harrell. There was no Lou
Williams. Stop it. I'm not saying that, which is a big deal. That's points and that's hustle points, like, that they were missing, and they lost by 2 to us with LeBron yet again having an off night against them. Like, yes, LeBron's defense was amazing. Let me finish.
Have they won it all against us this season?
Have they what?
Have they beat us at all this season?
Yes, series 2-2. We finished the series 2-2. That was the last game that we... Yes, 2-2. 2-even. 2-2.
The first meeting, they
The first lost. Game of the season, Christmas. That was a minute ago. We lost to them twice.
I know exactly what tweet Wordu is thinking of right now, and that's specifically talking about the 2020 calendar year.
Yeah,
I hate you so much.
You're such a head ass, bro. You're such a head ass.
I hate you so much. I seen that tweet. I hate you so much. I hate you.
That's facts.
I really do.
Is it not?
I hate you.
That's facts.
Well, in terms of the season, we're 2-2 with them, which means there's a high chance we go to 7 games with them when we meet in the playoffs.
Just the fact that it was 103-101. No one got blown out. It's a good game.
Even if the season series was 4-0 Lakers, but every game was down to the wire, like I'd still be scared,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
Very scared.
They're the B team, regardless, bro. I don't trust PG when it comes.
I don't think it's A and B no more. It's like
I might trust Kawhi, but I do not trust PG. I do not.
That is a fact. I'm with you on there. I trust don't Kawhi. Trust PG either.
That's fun. They got Kawhi. They got Luka. They got Montrez.
PG was the leading scorer, wasn't he?
But he's saying he doesn't trust him in the playoffs and shit.
Yeah, you ain't seen playoff P yet. Yeah, playoff P ain't shit. I ain't gonna lie to you. Playoff P ain't been shit. To see, do I trust AD? I don't trust AD's health. But I said that when we first traded for him.
I gotta see first.
Listen, I'm still on my belief that he's gonna get injured when playoffs come around. Because I said that when we traded for him. I was like, we just traded Lonzo and fucking Ingram for a dude that's going to get hurt by the playoffs. Like I said, about
injuries. We got to get the Zion soon because I got some. I know you guys got some shit to say.
I got a lot to say about the Zion situation.
Man, so I trust that. So, I mean, if LeBron will try to LeBron in the playoffs mode.
We're talking about the same person here, right?
We're talking about the same person, right?
Jesus.
Okay.
LeBron was in the playoffs last year, where did?
But he was in playoff mode last year.
Okay.
And fucking we lost a bunch of games with him in playoff mode.
And like, did we have AD?
You're right, we didn't.
Did
Wait,
we have
so
any
let me
other
so
star
you
player
trust,
that could help
hold
him?
Hold on. So do you trust that game plan? Like, let AD carry us the first three quarters and then just rot off LeBron? Do you trust that?
It depends on the game. It's a situational thing. That's not
the
way you...
I don't think that's
a game
plan.
Every,
I don't.
Yeah, I don't.
Go ahead.
The thing about AD is I don't get why he takes that many mid-range shots. It doesn't make sense to me. He's like classic. He think he's like fucking Carmelo Anthony out there, like in the mid post. But like,
it's the age
just,
we
like,
live in, man.
It's working though. Shit.
I mean, yeah, he's got some points, but
he's pretty efficient. Yeah, what the fuck? You watch the games, nigga? What?
Nigga, I got a noise complaint from watching the goddamn game. Yes, I watch the games.
The only nigga that's not working on the game is Kawhi or Giannis. That's
nigga raging at the fact that LeBron was playing like game one LeBron. You know what I mean? Fucking dumbass turnovers he threw. I'm like, nigga. Stop.
It was game one LeBron.
It really was. It was rusty ass LeBron. LeBron was rusty as shit. He was rusty the second game. So I'm like, how long is it going to take for you to get in rhythm? Then we got to worry about if AD's going to show up. Look, if you lace them up, you should be ready to go.
Else.
All right,
you should be worried about
everybody. Listen, this entire time he was talking about how in shape he was and how game ready he was, and the first two games you come out, you're not in rhythm.
They're going to be rusty, bro. They are going to be rusty out the gate, bro.
You know who wasn't rusty?
Be so next time.
TJ Warren.
TJ Warren.
TJ Warren was rusty. TJ Warren looked pretty goddamn good. He didn't look
like Celtics and Bucks. Giannis.
Hey, but wow. before we move on, the one thing about the Lakers that I just don't want to hear is that we know right now that they're a team relying on their top two players. Mm-hmm. So if we get into the playoffs and I hear this no help
we had
shit.
No help.
Oh yeah, no, nah. That's,
we had no
that's
like,
help.
Come on, bro.
Nah, that's
cool.
Not even
y'all literally sacrifice your depth to get AD.
And
to revolve your
that,
offense around LeBron and AD, you can't pull that no help shit, bro.
But not
Kuzma,
even that. It's not
Deion
even like
Waiters?
We have. Huh? I'm about to say we actually have some pieces. We have solid pieces for our team and how our team is ran. So I can't. Me personally, being a person that's used the LeBron had no help, like I've used that excuse in the past when he clearly didn't have help. But this is totally different from that. LeBron definitely has help. AD definitely has
Kyle
help.
Kuzma, bro.
Not even just Kyle Kuzma, like our guard play. Like
nigga, I'm saying Danny Green before Kuzma.
Guard,
what the fuck?
Like Danny Green, Kuzma. I'm not saying guard. I'm just saying in general.
Danny Green,
Kuzma. Deion Waiters is showing he can still
Danny
ball,
had,
which
had
I'm
a,
glad.
A fat 0 points.
Are you dumb, nigga?
First of all, Danny Green is a fucking champion. All right,
that nigga's a champion, and he's consistent. One of the only consistent shooters on our team.
Yeah,
consistently zero.
I'm not worried about him. I'm not worried
he's
about
not
him.
Consistently zero.
Listen, playoff Danny is a different Danny. So I'm
playoff
Danny.
Sure.
Danny's gonna be ready.
You can't just put playoff.
No, that's
the
thing. That's
Danny
definitely a thing.
That's what Paul George did.
That's definitely
hey,
George.
Pandemic P going off, bro. Crazy.
I'm just saying, if you win a title, you can make your
Kuzma.
Fucking. If you win a title, you can change your name to whatever the fuck you want to change in the playoffs. And he got what? Two, three? How many he got? Two.
Two.
Two, yeah, two. One with the Spurs, one with the Raptors. Yeah,
be the X Factor, bro. Kuzma has to show up. He has to, bro.
You think it's Kuzma? I think it is?
I think it's Kuzma, too.
Caruso is the X Factor, baby. That's the X Factor. Big Russo is the X Factor.
Big Russo.
Big Russo.
Playoff Russo, you mean?
Hustle point Russo, baby. That defense.
I mean, yeah, if you can get like 10 points a game from Caruso, that'd be a pretty big game changer.
And good defense, that's X Factor. If we get defense on the, because the West has a bunch of good guards. If we can play good defense on these guards in the West, give you 10 points, give you about 3-4 assists, that's X Factor. Kuzma should give you 15. Like, I'm not giving you credit for doing what
that's
you
why
should.
I'm
but that's
he
the
better,
thing. That's
nigga.
Why he's the X Factor.
That's why he he's the X Factor.
But that doesn't. First of all, First of all, being the X Factor is about being the piece that no one is expecting.
I think what he means is the biggest question mark.
Whoa! Say what you just said again.
What did I just say?
What did you just say again?
He doesn't remember. He dead ass doesn't remember.
I smoke a lot of weed. I forgot what I said. What happened?
Being the piece that no one is expecting to show up.
Kuzma?
No one's expecting Kuzma to show up.
No, everyone expects Kuzma to show up.
He should show up.
He had that moments card.
Everyone expects him to show up.
He should show up.
You're the piece.
Did he show up? Did he show up last year? Huh?
First of all,
y'all gonna make the playoffs.
Let me finish. This season, Kuzma was the player we kept in the AD trade. He was the guy we said we're not gonna give up. Therefore, he has the expectations to be the third guy. That was already given to him. He was expected to be the third guy. Now, did he underachieve? Yes, but you're still expected to be the third guy. No one changed that. That notion never changed. It was just he needs to fulfill that role. You're not an X Factor for doing what you should do.
That's a fact, bro. That's a fact. Yep.
An X Factor is a player doing something that they shouldn't do. Hence, Ant-Man Russo. Come on. And if it's not Russo, it's Deion Waiters.
Oh, my God.
If it's not Russo, it's Deion Waiters.
It really should be J.R. Smith, though.
Hell no. If that nigga gets any valuable minutes in the playoffs,
he has to redeem himself because no one's expecting him to show up.
He better not redeem himself with us.
He is James Jones,
as far as I'm concerned.
That's why he's the X Factor.
No, exactly. He is literally here because LeBron's here. That's the only reason he's here. I better not see that nigga touch the court in the playoffs for anything valuable, like ever.
He's touching the court. Come on now.
And I'm going to cry the moment he touches the court.
That nigga might start some games, honestly.
Jesus, I hope not. If we go into a playoff series starting J.R. fucking Smith, I'm going to jump off a bridge. I'm going to jump out the window. If we start J.R. Smith over Russo, Danny Green, I know Bradley's hurt. Fuck it. I will take
that's Le GM.
Fucking
Le GM for you. Yep.
What's his name? Fucking Hunter Tucker or whatever his fucking name is. Whatever that
sounds like a 2K
is.
Generic, bro.
Horton
PJ Hunter Tucker?
You mean playoff
Tucker? Whoever that nigga is. I'd
playoff Hunter.
J.R. Smith. Give me fucking Norvell or Nova, whatever that nigga's name is.
Norvell.
Give me any of them niggas.
Dom is just naming names. I don't even know. Norvell.
I'm their names. No. If you see, they're like young guys that we got. Like they're
Gerald Brantley.
I'm legit like watching their names. But people would know them if they seen them. They've done like a couple good things. Like motherfuckers is hype on these players.
They done a couple
I just
good
don't
things.
Know their fucking names.
Couple good things.
They're in the league.
Facts. They're in the all league, right, man. They made it.
All right, let's talk about the Zion Pelican shit.
Absolutely. Whacking on this man.
Okay. Let me just give some background. So the first game of the season, Zion had minutes restrictions. If anything, he was actually a game time decision for the game.
No. First game of the season?
Well, first game back.
Of the reset. Of the restart. Jesus.
Of the reset? Or
yes,
do you mean
of the reset. Of the reset.
It was the first game.
Well, his first game back was the first game of the
I thought you meant like his first game back during the regular season.
Pelicans Jazz on Thursday, right?
Aware.
Zion was on minutes restrictions. He only played 15 minutes, I believe.
Yes.
And it was a very effective 15 minutes, but in the fourth quarter, Alvin Gentry decided to sit him out the game in a very winnable game that they
said
honestly
no,
could have won.
And they need these games to be in the playoffs.
They're
don't care.
I think they're out at this point.
It was a controversial topic on Twitter, and apparently everyone has a lot to say about it. So who wants to go first?
Because we all wanted to see Zion in the playoff. That's why everyone has something to say.
Yeah.
Alex, somebody take the floor.
Y'all look so sad right now, bro. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's like that part after the George Floyd shit.
This man's glistening.
This is the vibe I'm getting. All right.
I got hot thinking about this. I'm sorry.
You can go first, bro. You can go first.
I mean, I've already done a video about this, you know.
We didn't watch your video.
Check out my video, guys. Wardu's World. But, you know, it's ridiculous. Alvin Gentry. You know, there's been a pattern lately of black coaches being fired for white coaches. And I honestly think that's going to happen with the Pelicans here, because you can't be even when the season played out in the beginning, you sat this nigga down. I understand he had an injury, but even when he came back, you still put him on minute restriction. Now we're in the restart. He's had 5 minutes. We saw pictures of him looking swole as fuck on Instagram. This nigga looked like a fucking fat turkey, though, in the first game of the fucking season, though. So you're still not... This nigga is 6'6", listed at 6'6", 284. You're not playing.
He's not 284.
Still. That's what he's listed at. But you're not going to play him. You're playing him in bursts. And you can't play him the last 3 minutes of that game. You can't play him. He's played 15 minutes and scored 13 points. You're in a race to get the eighth spot, which I don't think they're going to get it, quite honestly. I don't think they are.
They have just have to get the ninth spot, I think, right?
No, they got to get the eighth. They got to get the eighth.
I think if you're less than four games back and you're in the ninth spot, there's like a play-in.
Because right now, there's still four games in, technically. So
yeah, because Memphis lost.
But you have to be in ninth and be less than four games
back. Oh, you have to be in ninth?
They're in 12.
I thought you just have to be four games
in. No, I'm like 90% sure you have to be ninth.
Unless everybody's tied. If everybody's tied, then I'm pretty sure they'll do something different.
Yeah, because
everybody's
not
tied.
Yeah, because that's the thing that confused me. Because what if like all those contending teams are like under four games?
I think it's just the number nine, like closest one.
That's tough.
In that case, I'm figuring if it should be nine if everybody's below four games, but it's like whoever's ninth is like one game behind. Everybody else is like 3-2.
Because they're four games back, I think. But they're in 12th, so.
Yeah, that's
tough. They're tied with what you call it, right? No. They're not tied with Portland because Portland won a game, so they can't
be tied
with Portland.
With anything.
But they just lost another one.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they lost twice.
But yeah, they didn't win. What you call it?
Zion played a fat 14 minutes.
But yeah, they lost twice. Lost once. Did
they
Memphis
got their
lose
absolute
twice?
Asses eaten by the Clippers.
Memphis once, I believe, is once. Oh, no, Memphis lost it.
Memphis is in eighth.
Yeah, they lost twice. Memphis lost twice.
But they still have eighth. They still have it.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the seating. I pulled it up.
Wait, so who are all the –
It's Memphis. It's Memphis, Spurs, Blazers, Kings, Pelicans, Suns.
I know the Spurs just beat Memphis. So
Spurs
that
have two
case.
Wins in a row.
The Spurs at the Spurs as an
18.
Oh my
god!
Oh,
you gotta fire Alvin Gentry at that point. You gotta fire Alvin Gentry.
It's not even Alvin Gentry.
But
there's
still two games back. So
I don't want to see DeMar DeRozan and LaMarcus Aldridge against LeBron, bro. Like I could Dame and them versus the Lakers. Okay, cool. Zion versus the Lakers.
That's
amazing.
Already a bust. You're not getting that.
John Morant in the playoffs. That. Okay, I fucking
trying to
put DeMar DeRozan and LaMarcus Aldridge and Derek White, bro. Like, come on, bro.
Hey, man,
bro.
Don't sleep on DeJounte Murray, man.
Head ass.
LeBron had an easy path to the finals. Head ass.
Oh my god,
bro!
The weak
West. I'm gonna say that's another narrative. I better not hear. Oh, LeBron only won because the East got so much better.
The first round, it might still stand, but the second and third, you can't. Because you have to face Oklahoma City.
Watch this nigga play the Spurs and the Jazz and the Clippers. I'll be dead.
Spurs, Jazz, Clippers.
I'll be so
fucking Donovan Mitchell upset somebody else again, then just get beat by LeBron.
Hey, yo. What if there's like a bunch of upsets and the Lakers actually don't face any of the good teams?
Facts. What if we really have an easy path to the finals?
I'm Clippers lose
first round.
Hey, yo, I'm ready for that
video. That'd be some rigged shit.
I'm ready for that video.
I ain't gonna lie. You know how many the NBA's rigged videos will come out? You know what? They had to get LeBron there.
NBA's rigged.
The Clippers are only two games ahead of the Nuggets. If they fall behind the Nuggets, they're playing the Rockets first round.
Who?
Okay.
The Clippers.
That might be a little bit interesting, though.
That's the whole thing. I would not be surprised if they lost first round if they're playing the Rockets.
I would be very surprised.
All right. Out of all the teams, I'm saying if it was the Rockets, that would be the least surprising. I would be surprised. That would be the least surprising.
If they lose first round. They could put Kawhi and PG on Russ and Harden and
lock that shit up.
Like, they'll lock that shit really all the way up.
That is the worst matchup for the Rockets.
That's crazy, bro.
If they try to run small ball shit against them and they be like, oh, you want a small ball? Hey,
it's James Harden runs a pick and roll, comes around it, sees Pat Bev. Yo, tough. That's tough, bro. That's tough.
You legit about to have Pat Bev, Kawhi, PG, Markieff, and fucking Montrez?
Stop it.
You're talking about, they might upset them. Nigga, yeah, they win one game.
Who do you think would upset them then?
The Lakers will upset them.
That wouldn't be an upset.
Look. No cap. I can see possibly if any team is going to upset somebody, I would say the Nuggets. I would see the Nuggets upset some higher.
They're not going to play the Nuggets first round either.
I'm not saying upset them, but just upset like the Lakers or them. I can see the Nuggets upsetting somebody.
Well, the seeding in the first round is going to be – that can change a lot within the next seven games. I don't really know who's going to upset who.
Out of the teams that they can play, I'm saying the Rockets.
Depends how MPJ plays.
I think the Nuggets have a better chance than the Rockets. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, the Nuggets have a way better – the Nuggets have a formula that can beat any motherfucking team in the West. If it goes right, like if shit goes their way and they get that right swing, it's just clicking. It's gonna be hard to stop that team if they unleash a fucking tall ball lineup.
The one thing about the Clippers that is a weakness for them is their interior defense. Like AD was cooking the fuck out them that first game. So if like they can just post up Jokic or Bol Bol, just size hurts the Clippers. If it's played the right way.
And that's versatile size. We're not even talking about like versatile size. They have like normal, like Mason Plumlee is a pretty solid backup center. So he's going to get some easy chip in points. He's going to get the hustle points, shit like that. But then you have niggas like Jokic and Bol Bol. You have niggas like fucking Jeremiah or Jakeem Grant, whichever one he is. He's fucking 6'9". They can stretch out to the floor. They have a bunch of size that can fuck with them. So, and not just the Clippers, Lakers too. Lakers have bigs, but it's not like we have versatile bigs. We don't have fucking real versatile bigs. We have like inside paint defending JaVale and Dwight, and then we have AD. Like, if we play the Nuggets, and they'd be like, yeah, you know what? Man, put Jokic at point guard and let Bobo go out there. We gonna be like, what we about to do?
Danny Green,
like,
get on Jokic, bro.
Put Jokic at the one.
This is gonna be a bunch of looking and pointing. Like,
Danny Green's
gonna
drop zero on him.
LeBron gonna be JR again? Come on, man.
Let's get back to Zion.
All right, Justin, it's your turn, bro. This man, he got hurt in preseason. Right? October,
literally,
right?
Literally.
He had surgery in October, right? He was supposed to be out, what, 2 months? He comes back in January. I think it was 8 weeks or 2 months or something like that.
Yeah, around there.
But not back in games. I mean, back playing. So he was on minute restrictions in January. He's playing full games by the end of the season. The end of the season, I guess. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, in March.
So has 5 months to work out.
Why is he back to minute restrictions? I don't understand.
Me and B-Sos was talking about this because when he left the bubble, apparently he went and stuffed his fucking face and just got out of shape again. Like, in a matter of 2 weeks, all that 5 months of working out meant nothing, which, honestly, I'm top, like, I'm, this is where I'm gonna kick it in. Because Justin, I do believe it's a conspiracy theory too. Zion was never in fucking shape. That's what I'm thinking.
I think he hurt his knee again. I think he did.
I don't. You think he hurt his knee again?
I think he tweaked it or something.
That makes sense.
After a surgery like that, you can tweak something real bad. Just practice.
That is very possible. That's very possible. He could have fucking tweaked something. They just.
I think they just don't want to say it because everyone's gonna be like, "Oh, injury prone. Oh, he's not gonna last." So they're just like, "Oh, I think he did."
You say that.
He probably landed funny.
I think it's a Sean Kemp situation, man. I think he's just a nigga that can't manage his goddamn food.
His food.
You don't get put on minute restrictions because you're thick. You get put on minute restrictions.
Yes, you do. Justin, let me tell you something, bro.
No.
Go do your research and look at Sean.
If you have that much weight on those fucking knees, bro.
Listen.
That's not a
got a game on the line, fourth quarter, and you're going to bench Zion because he's fat? No.
He's only played 15 minutes.
You're going to bench him because he's hurt. You're not going to bench him because he's fat.
He only played 15 minutes. He didn't even play. Okay. He barely played a they're quarter. Not
like, they're not going to be like, oh, if he plays 30 more seconds, he's going to break his fat. Yeah.
But if he's fat, that can lead to him getting injured, which they know.
Okay, 30 seconds of being fat.
He didn't get injured the 15 minutes prior.
So the reason he's on minutes restrictions, I honestly understand from their perspective. Because when Zion left the bubble, he was out for 2 weeks for personal matters, was not working out at all. And then once he came back after those 2 weeks, he had to quarantine for 4 days because of the NBA's policy. So that's nearly 3 weeks that Zion
has
not worked out.
He can still play while he's quarantined, right? Or no?
No, you just in your fucking room. In your room, but you know, that's not really, like, you're not in game. But you're not really in game.
This is the NBA.
You're not really
in game shape. They can get
him a workout. You can
still.
They can, but But it's not like 5-on-5. You know it's different. But
and how
like
do you
doing
know
push-ups in your
how do you know
room.
He didn't play?
It doesn't
anymore.
Have to be cardio. Just nigga, just do some shit in the house.
They can
do
put in a fucking elliptical in his room. Like it's the
you
NBA.
Could literally have your
he's
own
at Disney
gym
World.
In the
well,
house,
first
bro.
Of all, these are hotel rooms. These aren't just fucking luxury suites. Like
it's
you niggas
Disney.
Seen the room,
and he probably had JaVale below him complaining. Why is Zion running?
What are we talking about? What are we talking about? These niggas.
But
have
I'm just saying. He was out. He was out of the bubble. Do. He was out of the bubble for 3 weeks.
But you don't know he wasn't playing when he left.
He was out for personal matters. Why would
he
be playing?
Does he look like he's been playing? Does he look like he's been playing?
Yes.
Only thing like he's been playing is with a fork, nigga. He's
you know
big.
Why he's not playing?
Nigga,
you know why he's not playing?
For 13
he tweaked his knee. He
in
did
15 minutes.
Look, I'm just I'm just saying
13 points. Like, bro,
I'm just saying
you can be
him being on
minutes
restrictions, there is a reason for that. But him being sat out the last like 3 minutes of the game with that game on the line, I think he
no
should have been in the game.
There's no reason yeah. he should be on minutes restrictions just because he didn't work out. If you don't work out, you don't get hurt. That's not how it works. If you don't work out for a couple weeks, you go play basketball. It's not that much, like you're not going to get hurt like that. The chances of you getting hurt aren't that much higher than normal. If you have an injury, which he shouldn't anymore, he shouldn't have an injury anymore. It's been almost a year.
I don't know.
I mean,
they just said they're trying to recondition him.
I mean,
that's
you're
all
right.
The only thing that could have happened is he re-injured himself because he's not still injured. There's no way. So he must have re-injured himself.
Was he playing like he was injured?
Or he just ate a lot of shit in those 3 weeks, bro.
I'm telling you, bro.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. Because if you get like 20 pounds within that
time one more minute, I'm a boot on the court.
Bro, if you get 20 pounds within that time span,
nigga. He is a trash coach.
Like, you trying to lose those 20 pounds back is reconditioning, and you need to be put on minutes restrictions, or else you're gonna break some shit.
And even on minutes restriction, he looked gassed. Like that second game, the nigga was tired.
He was trying,
minutes restriction. Bro, like I was watching, like I
he didn't even play. He didn't even play all 15 minutes. To say, I think he played 14. He said, "Fuck it, I'm out."
That's wild, bro. That's wild.
Like he was tired in 15 minutes. But I'm telling you, it, like the injury thing makes sense. But I'm telling you, they have more minutes restrictions because he's out of shape.
Yeah, he played 14.
Yes, yes, you can fucking
15.
And I'm not saying yes. If you score 13 points in 15 minutes, cool. But that doesn't mean you're not out of shape. Like nigga, I remember when I was first getting back into basketball. From being out of shape, I played AAU and nigga, I was dumbass tired, mad early.
He might be out of shape, but he's an NBA player. Like he's not that out of shape.
But still, what I'm saying is, I was still able to put up solid numbers in a little amount of time. But I still would get fucking tired, and you can't have me You can't have a nigga on the court if he's gassed. Especially a 6'6", 300 pound nigga.
But for 30 seconds, you can. For 30 seconds at the end of the game where you've been out for 5 minutes, you can.
You can bring him back in. That's what I'm questioning. Yes, you can bring him back in. And like I said, that was a dumb decision. But the reason he's on minutes restriction, that's what I'm arguing is why he's on minutes restriction.
I understand why he's on minutes restriction.
I'm not saying that, I get it. Like, it's fucking retarded.
They're fighting for the eighth spot. That's the only thing.
No, they're not. They're not. They're not.
Not anymore.
Well, they're not fighting for shit.
But in theory, you're fighting for the leftovers.
You should be fired.
And you need every game.
You should be fucking fired.
I just don't understand why you wouldn't put him in. Now,
that's why I'm saying he must have got injured. That's the only reason I can think of.
I don't think it's because he got injured.
You really think the coach is that stupid, bro? You think he's that stupid?
Hey, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised
when niggas doing his league, bro. Yes, I think they held him because he was out of shape. Bro, I'm telling you, bro, being in shape matters, especially for a player like that. Zion is someone that he is Shaq's weight, but jumps like Jordan.
On a must-win game.
Bro, he is Shaq's weight and jumps like Jordan. You can't just let this nigga loose like that. Like, you can't.
No, Justin, but I get it. I get it. It's a must-win game. Like, we're literally all agreeing in the last 3 minutes. They should have put him in. But what we're saying is the reason he's on minutes restrictions in the first place, there is a reason for that.
But why don't you think they put him in the last 3 minutes? You're just saying the coach is
stupid. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, the coach
because
is stupid.
Because the coach is incompetent. The coach is incompetent.
I just have a hard time believing he's that dumb. Maybe he is.
I think so. Nigga,
he did it his first game in the NBA against the Spurs.
Yeah, but that's not a must-win. That game. That's not a must-win game. But plus, he was injured then, which is what I'm saying. He must have got injured again. He must have got injured again. He didn't look injured, but he is injured. They're not going to play him while he's in pain. They're trying to prevent him from being in pain. That's the whole point of the minutes restriction. They're not going
to
be like, oh, he looks injured. Now we'll take him out.
They're also trying to prevent him from messing up his goddamn knees from having too much weight on them while he's jumping. Doing the only thing he does.
Like Blake Griffin, nigga. He's going to end up like Blake Griffin. I'm saying it right now.
I wish.
You think so? I don't want to put that on anybody.
I don't want to put that on him
because I want him to be the best he can be because I want to see the best of Zion. I'm not going to put that omen on him. Now, how he's being ran, you know what it reminds me of? How his situation is being handled? Like Joel Embiid. Because when Joel Embiid first came to the league, he didn't play his first two or three seasons. Then the season he finally played, he was on heavy minutes restriction. Shit, he just now got off of minutes restriction like last season or the season before that.
Yeah, that's a fact, yeah.
So it's not fucking foreign for teams to be cautious with their star players, especially when it's a team that needs a new face of the franchise. We've seen it with the Sixers.
Since a Zion, bro.
Mm-hmm. Like, we literally seen this before. And it wasn't, and Joel Embiid was the same situation. He was healthy, but the nigga just wasn't in the best of shape. Like, that's been a thing with Joel. Like, he's just not in shape. Put him on minutes restriction until he gets in shape. Now he can handle being in games 30 minutes, 35 minutes a game. That's just how they handle it. Now, is it the smartest thing to do? I don't think so. But it's a practice that's been practiced in the NBA. It's been done before. So you can expect to see it.
Dwayne Casey fired for Nick Nurse. They win a championship. Jason Kidd fired. Mike Budenholzer, favorite to win the final.
Jason Kidd's not black.
Mark Jackson fired. Steve Kerr.
Jason Kidd's
win
not black.
How many rings?
Wait.
Hey, apparently,
Jason Kidd
thinks he
is light skinned, nigga. Don't. He's light
Jason Kidd is not fucking light skinned.
That nigga is black.
Hey, yo, time out. Okay. Let's go off on a little tangent. One of the biggest debates me, Justin, and Tim have is if Fred VanVleet is black. Do y'all think Fred VanVleet is black?
That nigga is white.
I think he's black.
Fred VanVleet is white.
I think he's black, bro.
He's white, bro.
He's black.
Look at the color of his skin.
I thought it was obvious, right?
It's white.
Dom, I thought it was obvious, right?
Black? He's black, but Jason Kidd is white, nigga?
But, okay, do you think Jason Kidd is black?
Yes!
Okay, then, so you should think Fred VanVleet is black.
That nigga is white, bro. His name is Fred.
Why?
His name is Fred.
Jason's name is Jason.
His name's Fred.
How many black VanVleets do you know?
What about Jason Derulo?
How?
Oh, that's tough. That's tough. Jason Richardson. Oh, that's tough.
That's real tough.
That's tough.
He's next
you said Jason Richardson, dark.
Who said Jason Kidd is black? Who said Jason Kidd is black?
That nigga said Jason. Oh my God, please. They fire black coaches, they hire white coaches, and they win rings, nigga. That is the point. They're going to fire Alvin Gentry, probably hire, I don't know, who's a decent white coach? I don't fucking know.
I'm pretty sure Luke Walton ain't going to have a job after this season.
John Calipari from college. Bring that nigga on. That nigga just starts winning NBA rings. Oh, John Calipari is one of the greatest. Fuck out of here. Beastos, next topic. I'm done this shit.
We got to talk about the Celtics-Bucks game.
Celtics.
We got to give that one a spin.
Yes, sir. Celtics. My nigga Giannis. Man. Okay.
Yeah. Dang. So the Celtics Bucks happened second day, and the Bucks won. And
I'm not gonna lie, the Bucks bench is fashion, better. The Bucks bench is better. They're better than the Sixers bench. I'm sorry. They're
Oh, I wonder who told you that.
Yeah.
Thing came here. Yeah, we got four pens, quartz miles. Like, what the fuck?
Incredible. Don't forget Glenn Robinson. Shake Milton.
Oh shit, I forgot about Glenn Robinson.
And Glenn Robinson was like, we got a bench. We got Glenn and Frank and fucking Porcon or whatever the fuck his name is. Can
not play the second half of that
Matisse Thybulle?
Kemba is also in minutes restrictions.
I don't remember seeing him at all the second half, but I also didn't watch the full game all the way through.
Kemba didn't play the last quarter of today's game too, because he's on minutes restrictions. Yeah.
I didn't watch the last quarter. I only watched the first half of today's game.
I watched the Celtics game today. I didn't even recognize Kemba because he has hair. Like, he has more hair than usual. I'm like, who the fuck? I'm like, did Watermaker?
You know who doesn't have hair? You know who doesn't have hair?
Oh, no, that's Kemba.
Playoff Tatum. Jason Tatum, actually.
Hey, J. Critch Tatum. Rest in peace to J. Critch Tatum.
Hey!
You know what I'm saying? Jason Tatum is back. But yeah, that Bucks game was very fun.
Giannis looking like that game was not fun.
What? You don't think it was fun?
The end?
You're bugging. Nah.
It's stressful as fuck if you're a Celtics fan.
A close game is entertaining, but when it's just
What other game was there that day, bro?
What are you talking about?
There was like no other... What other game was there?
Five games that day.
Yesterday? No, what are you talking about?
That I actually care about. No, that I actually care about. Wasn't that Mavs?
The Rockets-Mavs? Yeah.
You didn't care about that game?
That was the only game. I think that was it.
The Jazz.
I forgot about that.
I just felt like it was just a lot of fouls. I was kind of, I honestly didn't want to watch it. I was so bored.
I mean, but that's like every game. That's like every
And then, and not only was it foul, it was just replay after replay after, like, I was not there for it. I was, my ADHD went sicko mode. I wasn't ready.
it is a bunch of bad defense being played. Like, it is a lot of motherfuckers fouling. That is something I noticed, and it's kind of like, come on. But a lot of these fouls is like pussy fouls, and I don't like it. I don't like that shit.
And then they got to replay it to see if it even was a foul for 20 minutes. Yeah, and then turns out there was a whistle for nothing.
Just call it like playoff basketball. Like, get everybody ready to go into the playoff. Call everything like playoff basketball. Let it be physicality. There are no fucking fans here. There's nobody that's going to threaten the refs. Just players and coaches. Like, it's literally just players and coaches. Like, you can call this like grown man basketball. There are not fucking thousands of people that you're sweating to make the basketball.
I was so pressured at the fucking Microsoft screen, so.
Like, bro, just call the game like the NBA. This is the best league in the world. Let them play a little more fucking physical.
Yeah,
Giannis should have been fouled out. Like foul calls. He should have been fouled out.
Giannis. He should have been fouled out.
Hey, man, when you, they had when you the MVP, bro, you get different calls, man. You get different treatment when you get MVPs, bro.
I think he should have fouled out on that one against, who was it, Tice, that he, like, kneed him in the balls? Did you? That was early, maybe a few minutes earlier.
I think it was the other one. For me, it was the other one that he should have fouled out.
But the thing is, they blew the whistle, play stopped, and then they just gave the ball back to the Celtics.
Yeah, that should be a personal foul, though. It should be.
Yeah. Why'd you blow the whistle? Yeah,
on that one. I didn't understand. On that one, they blew the whistle, called it a flagrant, right? They called it as a flagrant.
They called it a flagrant and then decided it was nothing?
Okay, come on. So they called it as a flagrant. They went to the booth to review it, reviewing it as if it was a flagrant or not. And they decided that it wasn't malicious intent. So they said it wasn't flagrant.
So it's
just a regular foul. But apparently, if you review something, if you review a flagrant and you come to the conclusion that it's not, you can't just go one step down and say, oh, it's a personal foul.
Why?
What?
That's like, because you're technically reviewing it if it's a flagrant or not.
The Giannis rule right there.
You can't change
it. No, because if they reviewed it for a personal foul, if they reviewed it for a personal foul, the outcome would have been different. But since they reviewed it for a flagrant foul, and they came to the conclusion that it's not,
then it should just be a personal foul. He literally
no,
in the desk. Flagrant or not, it's a foul.
Okay, no. First of all, niggas, read your goddamn NBA handbooks. Okay, that is a clear rule. That there is a it's clearly a rule that was introduced with the challenge system. If you challenge a play, you are challenging that play. You can't go
challenged. It wasn't challenged.
Not even if a team challenge. If the refs challenge, if it's reviewed, anything like that. The refs challenge themselves. If a ref reviews a play, that's still technically challenging the play. Like you're still trying
I'm not saying they enforced the rule wrong. I'm saying it's a stupid rule.
No, I'm just saying how that rule is written. Like if you go to review something, it's retarded. If you go to challenge something, you're challenging exactly what you're going in for. Just like with football. Whatever you're going for, that's what you're calling. You can't just go in there and then come out with a different outcome than what it was.
But then they say repeat 30 down.
That's just anything.
The refs did it.
Yeah, that's just anything where you have to review anything.
Getting reviewed. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not saying challenge was a bad terminology.
So
just reviewing
just
anything.
So if they had just called a personal foul on the floor, it would have stood as personal. So they made the wrong call.
Yeah, if they
would have
called
it.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, so if they were like, oh, whistle, personal foul, let's review it. If they came to the conclusion that was a personal foul.
Right? So it's pretty much the refs fucked that up.
Well, the reason they reviewed it is because they called it flagrant, because they had to find out, like Bezos says, if it's malicious.
The team has no control what type of foul they call.
Tice
can't just stand up and be like, nope, personal. That's a personal review.
Nigga, there was a stoppage of play.
He can't do that. That's on the refs. And the refs,
that's what I'm saying. The outcome of the game is because the refs made the wrong call.
But if the refs see a play and it looks like a flagrant, then what do you want them to call if this looks like it's
a personal? That's what I'm saying.
It is a personal.
But if it looks like a flagrant, you call a flagrant.
It didn't look like a flagrant. It looked like a personal. They called the wrong call.
If it didn't look like a flagrant, if it didn't look like a flagrant, then why did it be overturned as a
flagrant? That was a personal foul.
That was a personal foul.
That was a personal foul.
You're not a
There's really no way around
official, Wardu. How do you?
If,
you don't
if
know
it
what
wasn't
a
personal foul, then
like.
why was there a stoppage of play if it wasn't a personal foul?
Because they called it a flagrant foul.
But what I'm saying is, if you think it might have been a flagrant, it's at least a personal foul.
But that's not what
that's
they called.
That's
call
not
it
the rule.
And I know that's not the rule.
I know it's not the rule. I'm saying it needs to be fixed.
It
doesn't
need
to be fixed.
It does need to be fixed.
No,
thank you.
Should it? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
So you're saying there should be
no
foul on that play?
That's the stupidest rule. I didn't know that was a rule, bro.
Listen.
I didn't know that was a rule because
you give the refs more power than they already have.
They can go
that
into
gives,
no,
that gives way for leniency for
everything.
The refs.
It's what? Reviewed. The refs don't make
okay, it. What about this? If it's a personal foul, if it's actually a personal foul, and they go to the review booth and they see that, it's actually a flagrant foul, and you give them the power to one up the foul.
No, I'm saying go down.
Not even that. If you say
I'm
someone
saying that's
called,
fair
say,
too.
No,
that's
no,
just me.
Say no, no, no.
Nigga, review
say
it and call the right call.
Say,
period.
Look, say that there is a flagrant call. Say someone calls a flagrant foul, just like the incident last night. Call the flagrant call. They go to review it. They go and say, "Oh wait, Giannis took an extra step. No call at all. There's a goddamn travel. Hold it." Like, nigga, no. That's not why we went to review. We went to review for a foul, and you come out saying travel or double dribble. Like, that's terrible. That is terrible. I don't want to be in that world.
Yeah,
that's horrible.
No. Yeah, no.
I'm just saying. If you review something for a flagrant foul and decide it's not a flagrant foul, you should be able to say, okay, well then it's a personal foul. That's all I'm saying.
Because you stopped.
I'm not saying add travel.
If they amended the rule for that specific situation,
they can do a flagrant one and flagrant
you
two. Oh, that's not a flagrant two. Then it's a flagrant one. Why can't they do it with personal fouls?
Yeah.
Can't do
so
that.
Did they not
that
give,
makes sense.
So they didn't give the Celtics a team foul. I mean, they didn't give them a
he
team foul or nothing.
Right there. Yeah.
They didn't
nothing.
Give
they
like,
the
Bucks a team foul or nothing?
No.
Yeah, no. Because they concluded that it wasn't a flagrant. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a flagrant and not, like nothing happened.
But they gave the Celtics the ball back, right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I think they did.
Did they?
Yeah, they did.
They did. Yeah, they did, but it was no call.
And then there was another call, too.
And then he fouled out again. And then he unfouled out.
They didn't call it on Giannis, though. They called it on, what's it called? Brook Lopez, I mean.
Honestly, just the fact Jason Tatum shot 2-for-18 that game. Kemba was on minutes restrictions. The fact that we only really lost by, like, one possession and was in that game that much. I mean, I was happy as a Celtics fan. But I did see a chink in the Bucks' armor.
A what?
A chink. A chink. Pun intended.
Go Bells. Go Bells.
That is. But the Bucks, because if you watch the Bucks on the pick and roll, what they do is, you know how most teams switch the pick and roll, right? Mm-hmm. What they do is they have Robin Lopez drop so that he can cover either the pick and roll ball handler or the pick and roll guy. Mm-hmm. So the weakness in that is if you have a team that has four players that can shoot off the dribble in the mid range, that's a fucking weakness for the Bucks. And the Celtics took advantage of that. So that's going to work against teams like, you can even say the Raptors, because, yeah, Fred VanVleet, they got Kyle Lowry, they got Siakam, but they're not really that deadly off the mid range. But when you got Kemba Walker, mm-hmm. Jason Tatum, Gordon Hayward, and Jaylen Brown hitting those midi pull-ups, that's dangerous for the Bucks, and even the Clippers. But for the Lakers, I don't know about the midi pull-ups with the Lakers.
Unless AD's taking them.
Unless AD's taking them, which is not a good AD, thing.
Which coming off of a face off the post. Like, it's not even coming off of play.
Yeah. So the Bucks have a defense that's like good for most teams, which is why they're so dominant. But specifically against the Celtics, I think they found a little weakness in their defense.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Just a little X's and O's analysis right there.
Wasn't looking that deep into the game, if I'm being honest.
Scout souls, okay.
Scout with Brian, you know what I'm saying?
That nigga trash. Fuck that nigga.
Fuck Fredo. Yeah, do y'all have... Fuck Fredo. Y'all have anything else to talk about?
Fredo, no chicken.
Any games? Y'all looking forward
to some? I didn't see any other games.
Nah, man. Shouts out to Ja Morant. He's playing well, you know, playing pretty good.
Even though he's losing, yep.
Yeah, he is, but
he's still got the spot.
They're not going to have that spot for long. If they keep this shit up, they ain't going to have that spot for long.
Well, they got 60. Yeah.
The fact that the Spurs really might fucking take the fucking AFC.
Yo, imagine. I swear to God, if we get the Spurs versus Lakers.
Popovich ain't going out without a fight, baby.
And the thing about the Spurs and Blazers,
it's going to be a tough one. DeJounte Murray?
They haven't played the same number of games.
No, it's not, bro. So
the Blazers are back half a game. So imagine they're in 10th place at the end of the season by half a game just because the season got canceled. Imagine if they had played their extra game. Because they're what? I think the Spurs have played one more game than them, during the regular season.
Yeah.
So there's going to be they're going to end with half games back and stuff like that. So if they lose the playoff spot by a half spot, they could.
I mean, you know, if Dame just did more throughout the season, they wouldn't be in this situation. But that's just me being the Dame hater that I am.
But don't sleep on Dame, though.
And, you know, Dame puts Westbrook out the playoffs, every year, and everybody doubles him a superstar. Now this nigga's fighting for the goddamn seventh and eighth seed. I don't know. The way
against this point guard, right? Melo. He's point guard Melo. Let's not do that.
Every year, there's way too much conversation about the eighth seed, bro. I'm not going to. Same thing with rookie of the year. Who cares?
Who cares? Why does it matter?
The last time the eighth seed really made some noise in the playoffs is the fucking Knicks in 99. Grizzlies. But they don't make it past the second round.
Good year.
Exactly.
Good year.
He's coming literally back.
I existed.
it was literally the year between Jordan retiring and Kobe and the Lakers dominating, and Tim Duncan won a championship against Latrell Sprewell. Well, I can't even say their fucking name. But that year just didn't matter. Playoff.
That was a lockout season, right?
Yeah, that was a lockout season too. That season, just no one cares about that season, which is crazy.
Russell Westbrook, can you please wear your mask?
Everyone cares about the 8 seed because what are we going to argue about? Who's going to get the 3 seed? If they don't get the 3 seed, they get the 4 seed. It doesn't
they got to create some narratives, man. Just like they created the narrative that
argue about.
It's good podcast.
Just like they created
topics,
a narrative that fucking Zion was in shape. I'm mad the media really.
That's crazy, bro. We really got catfish.
Man, James Harden was looking slim as hell. Did you see that picture of him?
Still thick.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Moses Harden taking that fucking hike.
He's back to thickums, bro.
Oh, Moses Harden's
back to thick.
Niggas done pulled up to the bubble and put on 20 pounds. Damn.
They were sitting in the crib.
The only guy who deadass. The only guy who actually made a physical change was Jokic, because you can actually see that change. But yeah, for Harden and Zion, we got catfish with the angles.
Bro. Like, hell, them niggas was reaching, boy. Especially Zion. I seen Zion. I was like, bro, are you fucking serious? This is the nigga I said was in shape? What the fuck happened in them 2 weeks?
Yo.
That nigga went on a Thanksgiving hiatus in them 2 weeks. Like, that nigga ate everything during them 2 weeks. Like, get the fuck out of here.
That's crazy, man.
Westbrook, if you're going to wear your mask, Disney just wear it the right way. Wear it the right way, bro. I'm tired of this
man. What happened with Westbrook?
This man, I'm watching this post-game interview right now. This nigga don't... If you're going to wear the mask, put it on your... Cover your nose, my nigga. What are you doing, bro? Just take the mask off, nigga. What are you doing? You look like a NASCAR driver with this damn hat on, too. Nigga, then don't wear the mask, nigga. Not everyone wears a mask. No? You don't?
He wasn't.
You don't? For an interview? Yeah, you don't? No?
I might have said everyone. I seen... Everybody I seen getting interviewed had to wear the mask.
I feel like you
just because they're wearing it doesn't mean they have to wear it.
Harden didn't.
If everyone wears it, I think you have to wear it. Yeah.
Maybe they just don't want to get sick and they don't have to.
Why? If you just sat and played a whole damn basketball game, why do you want something over your face?
So they don't get sick. That's the whole point of the mask.
The point of it being a rule that you wear the mask. Why they have to? So
they might
sick.
Not have to. Just everyone wears it because they don't want to get sick. That's what I'm saying.
Who didn't wear the mask? Who didn't wear it?
Russell,
during the interview, I'm saying,
if y'all niggas would listen, I just said Harden didn't wear the mask. Bro.
He did just say Harden didn't wear the mask.
He really did.
I didn't hear it.
In the same he said it like six times. Interview, he didn't wear the mask. LeBron James had the mask on his ear and took it off and didn't wear it for the entire interview.
LeBron James.
Whoa, no one has to wear it, nigga.
Okay, so what's the problem with Russ?
Don't get mad at me.
What's the problem with Russ?
But not over his nose. That's what he's saying.
Who cares?
No, I'm wearing my mask now. I'm
wear it
mask
or don't wear it.
Oh, so you're just mad at Russ for half-assing it?
Yeah, pretty much.
So either put it on all
if you're going to wear the mask, you wear it right, boy. You wear that mask and you wear it proud. This you're an American.
That's my worst night.
It's looking like Blue Man.
Shut up and dribble, you. Shut up and dribble.
It's your blue face ass.
Yeah, I ain't fucking here.
Yeah,
looking like a Jabberwocky right now, bro. Crazy. All right, man. Let's close it up like a condom.
Wrap it up like a condom. Just came on too. Yep.
We gotta wrap this up, man.
Why is there other games?
What
do we got?
Of course, there's other games. Come on.
Wait, didn't also Jaylen Brown get fined $15,000?
Marcus Smart got fined.
For what?
For
saying. Because he said that comments said that about the refs, he was like the refs didn't want to.
He pretty much said the refs stink and they got bars. I didn't know you could get fined for saying the refs suck.
Yeah, oh, you can get hella fined.
You didn't know that?
Hella fined.
Yeah, you can't do that, man.
One thing I'm gonna miss. That's doing
you cheap out the Celtics. You fine them. Those fans, if they were playing in like with actual fans, they come back play a series against the Bucks. They would be ruthless. You know that.
They would have been ruthless that night. Niggas would have been throwing shit on the court.
Well, no, they weren't home that night, I don't think.
Mm. Oh, they weren't?
Hey, Dom, do you know Joe Knows?
Yeah.
I think he does.
Joe Jones?
He does 2K.
Joe Jones? One of the bros?
I think he's reacting to my 50 all time on his React channel.
Flight was better.
And that's what's up. Joe Knows is lit. Joe Knows is
what's his name? Joe Knows.
Shout out Joe Knows. Wait, let's get him as a guest. Yo, Joe Knows.
If you read this, he doesn't even know me.
He's just watching the video.
Yeah.
He's seen other reactors getting a lot of clout from your list. I ain't gonna say names.
I did see a lot of people reacting to my list. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I didn't expect that. Like, I just typed it in. But it wasn't just that one person.
What time is it? Yeah, so we got.
Oh, of course, it wasn't just that one person, but I mean, he was the first one to do it.
Trendsetter.
He got ahead of the power curve. He did that shit first. Think about how long ago that shit was. You found out he reacted to it, and people are still just now doing it. Like, come on, he's seen it.
Rusty did do a top 50. He did that shit. Shout out, Rusty.
He did.
Shout out, Rusty.
Was that a 2K talk?
It was a talk. No 2K, but
No 2K.
He
was just like, yo, here's my top 50 right now. I'm going to sit down and have a talk with you.
Think of 50 players. That must be the hardest thing to do, to really do a top.
No, no, he had a list. He had a list.
Oh, yeah, I did already.
He just didn't have a script.
Down and did it. I'm about to say,
no, he just didn't have a script. Right, it took like 30 minutes. But
it was like KD, Steph Curry, LeBron. He just listed them out and didn't say anything.
No, it's even harder if you start at 50. Like, so 50, we're gonna guess Kyle Lowry,
like, Kyle Kuzma. Like,
you try to start the bar like real medium.
Yeah. Crazy. All right, man. This is a good episode today. We actually had a NBA to talk about. Thank God.
Finally. You know?
Can't rely on these guests to carry the numbers. We got topics to clickbait with. Holy shit. But, what is this, episode 11?
You better get a chonker picture of Zion for the thumbnail.
Is it episode chonker 11?
Yeah, it's 11.
I'm about to say, because B-Souls, the titles of the last few pods, man. A1 clickbait, I love it. I love it. It was very clickable titles, man. Very clickable titles. I loved it.
The titles or the thumbnails?
Titles. Both. Thumbnails always fire, but the titles, muy caliente. I love it.
I just gotta get my Joe Budden bag. You know what I'm saying? Like, what would Joe Budden title this pod?
What would make niggas click it?
That is
Kenny behind the scenes. Like,
Kenny behind the scenes. Backstage behind the scenes. Exclusive Quavo interview.
Gone
where
wrong.
Where it all began with SBC.
Gone
wrong.
Gone sexual.
No.
Oh
man.
All right, man. Let's do outros, man. Wordu, you can start it off.
See, hey, man, you know what I'm saying? First things first, go stream me and my man Young Damo's song, you know what I'm saying? Doing the most. I'm on the road, switching lanes.
Hey, you know what I'm gonna buy the views.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Instagram. Add me on Instagram at Word of the Dude. Add me on Twitter at Word of the Dude. Add me on Snapchat, CEO Chief Ski. Follow me on SoundCloud, Alex Wordu. And also, you know what I'm saying, on my channel, Wordu's World, you know what I'm saying? Go check out my new video on the Utah Jazz Pelicans game. It was some fuckery going on there. Alvin Gentry, you're going to get fired for Calipari. Believe me. Believe that. Thank you, guys.
Believe that. That should be your fucking outro, bro. For your Wordu's World video. Believe me, believe that. We'll see you next time.
Believe land.
Believe me, believe that. We'll see you next time.
Believe me, believe that. Like the video. Subscribe to the channel.
Like, comment, subscribe. Wordu's World. And then he's got a little jingle and an animation.
One of his fucking songs just plays on some flight shit when his song plays.
Yeah. It's like the end of the Much Steak videos when it plays some random ass song.
Hey, we're going to react to Wordu's music video next pod, bro. I'll put it on.
It's a music video?
There's a music video. Man was making it rain in the laundromat, bro. Crazy. Crazy. Oh, God. Dom, go ahead and say goodbye to the people.
Alright, people, glad y'all enjoyed. I hope everybody's happy that basketball is back. Hope y'all pay attention to these games and get ready for the playoffs. Follow me on Twitter at DomChurch1, and go sub to the channel, DomChurch97. Check out my reactions. I got a lot more on the way that I've been cooking up. I'm just gonna drop all these bitches at once too. But yeah, thank you. Believe this, believe that, whatever word you say.
All right, Justin. Say goodbye. All right,
GG boys. Thanks for coming out this week. Next week, we're going to have even more. We're going to watch this video. Believe me.
Believe us. Believe that. And we out.